welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. Today we have special guests. Combine the Victorious and Population Drops are in the studio, so stick around.
One more touch and then you'll see what I mean, the mystery. Visions of you now, you're only dreaming. Color change instead of red, screaming souls in the night. Visions of you now, you're only dreaming. Chaos all in my mind, wanna live with my kind. Visions of you now, you're only dreaming. Thank you.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Brace yourselves, Vancouver. The heavy metal juggernauts are coming to a venue near you. On the 16th of December, High on Fire will light up the stage for the 2012 tour with featured acts Goat Whore and Lo Pan and Ancients. They will all hit the stage guns blazing with enough destructive force to make you believe the world is coming to an end. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the venue on Granville Street. Tickets are $20 in advance, and you can get them hot online at Ticketmaster, UnionEvents.com, or at Zulu and Scrape Records. The apocalypse is happening now, people. Let High on Fire's music take us out. Brought to you by Union Events and Periscope.
So we're back here. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. Like I said, we have very special guests here. We started the show with Hawkwind, actually. This is a band, very old band, from the CD In Search of Space. The song was You Know You're Only Dreaming. And then we listened to The Population Drops. They have a brand new EP called Enough, so the song was Enough. And these guys are playing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. They're on 1143 Kingsway, along with Combine the Victorious and The Rain on the Sidewalk. So we have members of the bands here. We have Helen and Matt from the Population Drops and Isabel and Mark from Combine the Victorious.
How Hello, are you guys?
Hello.
Oh, and there's Trevor right there.
Hey, look.
He made it.
From The Rain on the Sidewalk.
The
so
whole gang is here.
Yeah, the whole show. No, it's really cool because it's not always that I get to host three of my favorite bands in one night. So it's going to be an amazing party.
Nice.
It will be.
Yeah. So let's start a little bit with Population Drops and the history of this band. You're pretty new band, I guess.
Yeah. Well, Matt and Mary's the singer. She couldn't be here today, but they were doing their own thing with just a drum machine.
Yeah, right? That's right. And we pre-recorded some drums and bass as well, and we were doing that as like a duo for a while. And then, but it was like gold when we have like a drummer and a bassist, and a lot of the sound has changed, of course,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of influencing from different members of the band, and so it's turning out pretty good. And like with me and Helen, say Helen on the drums, right? Me playing guitar. You know, it's great, like playing with Helen together
uh-huh.
this way. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Well, we Mary and Matt entered Shindig before Ted and I were in the band, and so they asked me if I want to play drums, and so I had about a month or two to learn 10 songs, so that was a little daunting, but it all worked out, and we got to the semifinals, and that was a really good experience,
mm-hmm.
and then it just kind of carried on from there, and then Ted, our bass player, joined on a little while later. Yeah.
Okay, so it's pretty new band,
yeah.
Eh? Cool, and this is, I guess, your first EP?
Yes, recorded by Mark.
It's
a family affair.
Yeah, yeah. Cool, yeah. What's your influences? I see a couple of...
There's different artists, selected songs, probably from different, you know, there could be some punk from the 60s or 70s, say, or hard rock, or like, you know, California rock, or surf, some, you know, some kind of influences from those times.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe a proto-punk sound, like
mm-hmm.
rock and hard rock and, you know.
Yeah. No, it's very energetic, the city. When are you planning to release the next one, the next work?
Well, in the new year, we're planning to record with Mark again. We want to do another three or four songs.
Cool. Tomar, you have a... Is it a Boutique Empire? Is it the...
Yes.
Yeah. you guys also record Sex with Strangers, no?
And Guilty About Girls and Goodbye Notorious. Yeah. And then we actually have another friend, Gilles Zolti, who's in Saskatchewan, and he's done a record through there. And, well, we hook up Isabel's Fashion. So Isabel Dunlop Fashions is all sort of under that group. And the idea was really simple. It's instead of everybody doing everything on their own, I thought, why don't we pool our resources, make a nice big team out of it, and just... you know, have a bit more weight when we're putting out a record, you know, because we get just more people influenced on it and involved in it.
Cool. Okay, well, let's listen to another song now from Population Drops.
And
which song you play?
Let's play number two, no? Consumer.
Good. Yes. That's a good one, too.
And, yeah, we'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM. So that's Population Drops. And what with the name?
Matt?
Oh, it's about, you know, the population bomb. And it's kind of like a play on that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that we just reached 7 billion, right? So, you know, we don't know what's going to happen next, right? So it's all up to us, right? The humans on this earth.
Okay. And the lyrics are on that subject?
Well, the lyrics are mainly Mary, the lead vocalist. And she is also the main song lyricist.
Mm-hmm.
And she writes most of the lyrics. And she has her own style. It's great. I love her lyrics. I don't know exactly what... I can't delve into the lyrics exactly like the way she would like me to, probably. But, you know, too bad she wasn't here.
Mm-hmm.
She could explain them herself.
Okay, well, we'll ask her on Friday, I guess, no?
Yeah.
And so, did you guys have other bands before, or
yeah.
you just... Yeah?
Well, Matt and I, Mary and Matt and I played in a band together in the mid-90s called Black Eyed Susan. So that was a few years. I was playing guitar back then.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt, so Matt and I have played together for quite a while. So it kind of, you know, it feels natural in this band because, well, and Mary as well, because we've all done this before.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what does it make you decide, well, let's do music again or...
Oh, because it's always a desire that never goes away. So, you know, you take a little, you just, things happen in life, so you take a little break, and then you always find yourself going back to it.
Okay.
And it's nice to be with people you're familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, well, check out these guys this Friday at the British Exhibition Association. Let's play number 3, no? Song number 3 of the Population Drops. This is a short one.
They're all short.
Yeah.
So that's but the population drops from the EP Enough. It's a pretty cool picture, eh?
yeah,
pretty cool.
Desolate motel.
Who took the photo?
Oh, I took that. That's actually in Niagara Falls, and there was this abandoned motel, and we just thought it'd be funny just have somebody sitting there, and it, I don't know, it was a cool looking motel, I guess.
Okay. Cool. So yeah, we have also Combined the Victorious here. You guys released a CD not too long ago, also, no?
Yes, we did. We were on October 19th. We released our new EP in Stockholm, Sweden. We decided to try something a little more radical than, you know, playing the Media Club or something. And it went brilliantly. We had a fantastic time. It was the first time that we'd seen Sweden together. Had a marvelous impression of the city. Of course, it was before the snow started, right? So, got treated really well. Had a great reception, and then we played a showcase in London a couple of days after that. So, okay. This is actually our first full-length set that we're playing in Vancouver since our great European tour.
Oh yeah, cool. Yeah, how long were you there in Europe?
Just a couple of weeks altogether. So we went to our first one was in Stockholm, and then we had a couple of gigs lined up in London. So we just went for a couple of weeks. But I think we could have handled being there for a lot longer. Like, there's some good venues, and just it's nice to just see the reaction, especially like London. It was just really cool to see how people reacted to our music. Because I mean, you know, we're really new and fresh for there, right? So
how did they react?
Extremely well. It was very rewarding. I mean, because you go to a lot of effort to get over there, right?
And yeah.
You know, anything can happen, and thankfully it went well.
Yeah, and I mean, there was a lot of musicians in the crowd too, and like a lot of.
It was a killer lineup. It was one of those things where, you know, you have four bands in a night, and every band was different, but every band was great.
Mm-hmm. So which ones did you play there? Remember?
Animal Noises was one, and Sister Gracie was another,
and Bat and Ball,
who are very cool young band, super young. It's like 18, 19 years old. It's like, mm-hmm. Wow, you guys can come in here. they were great, really charming. So
where did you play there?
Well, we actually played two shows in London, but the show that we really enjoyed, the show that was actually properly promoted and set up, was at a little bar called the Buffalo Bar, which is in Islington, right by the Highbury Islington tube stop. So you could get out, take 14 steps, go downstairs, and you're in the club.
Cool.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, cool. Perfect, you know, styly bartenders, and just that great sort of London vibe that you sort of expect, right?
Like, mm-hmm.
And we managed to draw out a lot of Canucks in the crowd, too.
Oh, yeah.
There's like nine Canadians in the audience, so it was actually interesting.
Well, there was a British fan. Like,
oh, that's true. Who showed up in his Cloutier jersey. Good old 39. Yeah. That's a
cool.
True fan.
I know.
Giving us some Vancouver love.
Cool. So this CD that you have here, is that the new one?
That's the EP, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So the first song is Crumbling Hearts, the title track. If you want to play that one.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Seems to be getting some love right now.
That's going to be the single then, or what?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, we have a video that we shot while we were in Stockholm, and we're working with a few different video people right now. And I've got a friend, Lynn Gardner, who's doing a remix for Crumbling Heart, so my request was make it ass-shaking, so...
Okay.
Hopefully we'll be making it ass shaking.
Okay. So the video's not ready yet.
No, the video is up for this version, but we're probably going to cut another one for the remix, you know,
okay.
It's more dancey. But
okay.
Yeah, if you ever want to see, you know, what Stockholm looks like, check out our video, because that's what it is.
Where can people check it?
On YouTube, of course.
YouTube, or Combine
just
the Victorious?
Go to combinethevictorious.com, and the video's sitting right on the front page.
So okay.
You can't miss it.
Cool. Should check it out then.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's play that song, and we'll be right back here on 101.9 FM.
Crumbling hearts, making the way back home. It's taken this long for the overthrow. Morning comes.
So, yeah, it's a cool video, huh?
Thanks. Yeah, we had fun. We had fun.
Yeah, they got quite nice architecture there.
Yeah, it's hard to find something ugly. Which is a nice thing to say. It's, I guess you could even say that's a compliment.
Yeah.
It gets, I mean, it's just nice to go to a city that actually, it's got all that old traditional and stone and sort of all that nice architecture that you're looking for, but it's still quite modern, which is a good blend.
Yeah, I was very impressed with Stockholm.
Was it expensive?
You know, I was fully prepared for it to be ridiculously expensive because that was my recollection and or my trepidation anyway. And it's about 20% more than Vancouver. You know, so like, if you eat and dine and drink in the expensive restaurants, you're paying the same prices. You know, and then we found some good deals, didn't we? And they do have happy hour, which is about the only time we drank.
They have the crown there, no?
The crown.
Cool. Yeah, see, you feel quite rich.
Plus, the Canadian dollar is strong, so it's a good time to travel. I mean, versus the euro, versus the pound, versus the kroner, it was all quite good, you know, because we're above the U.S. buck right now, so it works out okay in the exchange. Okay.
Yay, Canada!
So, yeah, these guys, don't miss them this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. They're welcome home, I guess, no? Welcome home gig.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and Boutique Empire Christmas party, perhaps.
Hopefully all our friends come out and have a good dance. We've got a nice long set. Plus, we've got a secret weapon. We have my friend Juice playing drums with us for the show.
Okay.
But he demanded something different, so we've actually arranged to get an electronic drum kit, and we've been going through, and he's been setting up. It's quite a remarkable treat to have, his skills gracing our songs. So
okay,
and a few other secret guests might pop in as well.
So oh yeah,
yeah. We're just waiting until Wednesday to firm up the entire lineup. But I suspect it'll be our best show to date for sure.
Oh yeah, that's cool. Yeah, we have to make sure we record it.
Well, we got cameras, and I'm gonna multi-track it. Yeah, I'm gonna do a big deal for this one.
Okay,
feeling good. Well, plus we discovered our favorite new laser, so. You know, everything will be better. There's a blue laser you can get at Long McQuaid that just makes everything magical.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, so the Boutique Empire Christmas party. What's the website for Boutique Empire?
BoutiqueEmpire.com.
That's it?
Yeah, I'm into the simple ones.
Cool. Well, let's listen to another song, no?
Sure.
Let's play which one should we play?
Why don't you play track 3? This is Glasgow.
Oh, I think that's my favorite.
That's why I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, that's my favorite song. How do you came with the idea of that song?
Well, that one I was over in Scotland last year, and Mark was like, okay, just try writing a song, like just come up with a little idea. So I was sitting by the Burn River in Scotland, where I grew up, kind of looking at my old farm. And that's where it started, just like by the babbling brook. And then Mark kind of took that and made it way more danceable, obviously. But started in Scotland and mixed in Canada.
Is that the first song you wrote? Like from scratch, all by like no impetus from anybody else?
Actually, yeah. Because I suppose like Blue Kitchen, our first.
Crumbling Hearts also hers too, eh? She actually started writing that one when she was still a member of Sex with Strangers.
Okay.
They didn't see the gold that they were laying with them.
Yes, they did. It was time for Combine the Victorians.
We turned it into the smash you just...
Cool. Okay, let's listen to Stockholm. Sorry, Glasgow.
Glasgow.
Cool. Wrong city.
Brought me back here to this.
So we were talking that the next one is going to be Barcelona, the next song.
Yeah, I think.
Well,
you know.
on the next part of the record, it's not on this. We haven't recorded. We haven't even written it yet, but we have the title.
Of the next record?
Yeah.
Is that going to be Barcelona?
It'll be on the next record.
See, Barcelona will be the next tour, you see.
Yeah, and maybe we'll throw in like Paris and Rome too, just to, you know, fulfill some more tourist spots.
Cool. Now these guys, besides Combine the Victorious, you have a design company, or you're a fashion designer?
I'm a clothing designer, and I've actually got my own little sort of pop-up shop right now on Main Street. So I've just got like everything set up. It's kind of like my own little, like, showing everyone my showroom with all the clothes and everything that I've been designing for the last few years.
Mm-hmm. Where is that, you said?
3573 Main Street. Main and 20th.
Main and 20th?
The old Birkeland Brothers wool shop.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've got kind of my entire sort of collection, and like that, the coat that I'm wearing in the video, it's sort of featured a lot in that last video. So it's sort of a coat ad as well, I suppose. Mm-hmm. But it's just nice tying it all together, like the music and the fashion, because I kind of think it goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the style and like bands, like it just, you know, fashion just adds that extra little bit of
style. Did you do the same for Sex with Strangers?
Yeah. Like I the last like bunch of videos that we did, like we all sort of worked together, but kind of style it a little bit. And I always had my own clothes. Like I, it was kind of fun, like trying to figure out like a new outfit to wear, make a new dress or something for each gig. So
mm-hmm.
kind of kept it interesting.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You're not in the band anymore? With
no,
Strangers?
No. I kind of decided to sort of concentrate a bit more on like one band at a time, just to see how concentrate on actually trying to write some more songs and
mm-hmm.
Just doing it with Mark. But hopefully, you know. Hopefully I get to be on stage with Sex Exchanges again sometime down
well,
the road.
You did background vocals and sing a couple of their songs. And
yeah. Well, I mean, like, the last... I did, you know, a few tours with Sex Exchanges, and I did backup vocals with Guilty About Girls as well. I sang on that Candy
mm-hmm.
song. So it's... it's been great. Like, I've just been doing music for the last, like, 5 years. So it's actually I feel quite lucky that I've been able to... be on that. I mean, like Dance Police, like for Sex with Strangers, mm-hmm. that's like one of my like total favorite songs.
Yeah.
It's a classic, and New City Anthem, like just really, I mean, I've been really lucky to be able to like sing with these people, and that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. So Candy, it's like a classic, that song, no?
It is now.
It is, no?
2 years later. Pretty cool. Yeah, we did really well. That was a song, Jordy had been working on that one, Jordy Birch, who wrote it. He worked on it for almost a year, and honestly, the version that finally we settled on, I mean, he played it with Juice and Misty and Todd, he played it with me, and I think he had his own sort of garage band version, and then we did this, I think this was the fifth version, and suddenly it just started locking. And ironically, we had it remixed by a bunch of people too, and there's some astounding remixes out there too, so
uh-huh.
It's a song with legs, it's still going
strong.
Yeah.
So what's happening with Guilty About Girls?
We're kind of on hiatus. Jordy's been writing away. He's got a whole backlog of material, and I think he's just trying to decide if he wants to be Guilty About Girls or Jordy Birch or Fuzzum or, you know, it'll happen when it happens.
Mm-hmm. It's when that band started? It started
2008.
2008?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But Jordy and I used to play in Pure together back in the 90s. Slightly different music.
Yeah. That was a really cool band too. Yeah.
I've been told by enough cool people that I'm starting to believe it.
It's really good. Yeah, it's a kind of iconic band from Vancouver. So let's listen to Candy. No, like right I found on. A version here. I don't know.
There it is.
Yeah, there you go.
Her messed up like all those hoes. Stay with me and I will be golden. Walk away and be broken hearted.
It's t-shirt time!
T-shirt time!
It's t-shirt time!
Everybody knows it's t-shirt time!
So nice!
T-shirt time!
It's t-shirt time!
Oh my god, shut up now!
Shirtless robots, listen to CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm just trying to let everybody know so they put their t-shirts on.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. We have another party, another morning after show party here with these guys. They're all playing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. Pretty excited for that show. It's on 1143 Kingsway. It's pretty cheap, $5 to see three amazing bands and $2 beer, free pool, pyrotechnics, show lights.
Meat draw.
The meat draw is earlier. If you guys want to come around 6, then you can win a massive piece of meat.
That's what we all want on a Friday night.
And so opening the night is Trevor Thompson from The Rain on the Sidewalk. Also, yeah, legendary band now. Rain on the Sidewalk has been going on for how long?
It's been 10 years now, actually.
10 years?
Yeah. First show, I think, was, I think in May of, 2002, Miss T's Cabaret.
Okay. That's on Pender. In Pender, was that, no, Miss T's?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, downstairs.
Downstairs, yeah. It was like a basement, yeah. Yeah, and I've seen your show since also the beginning, I think, probably. You were at a Shindig, there, too,
yeah.
No?
Yeah, it was 2003, I think, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. By the way, tonight is the Shindig final at the railway. Yeah, another year of Shindig.
Any favorite bands coming up for tonight?
To the Shindig?
Yeah.
Actually, the bands that are competing for the first prize are Greenback High, Praying for Greater Portland, and Teapot Hill.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know them, but I think Teapot Hill are like the favorites.
Cool.
I don't know. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see. Yeah, Shindig started in 1983. So, yeah, long time. So, you guys play Shindig too as Population Drops,
we
right?
We played it last year.
And have you guys played Shindig?
No.
No, never? You should have.
Yeah.
Next
sure.
year, yeah.
You recommend it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so the Rain on the Sidewalk, and you also collaborated with a bunch of people during those 10 years, no?
I don't know, that many, I guess, but...
But that's a Wave, no?
Yeah, we had Wade on bass for all there, also co-writing some of the songs there. Shannon on vocals. She'll still appear, on those rare occasions in which she's actually in town. She's living in Gatineau, Quebec right now, but...
And you guys still write together, long distance?
Yeah, we actually did an EP called Stuck last year. There was kind of a long distance recording experiment. Sending the music files back and forth in the mail, I guess. That turned out pretty good, actually.
So yeah, a lot of people are doing that now. No? So let's listen to a song from The Rain on the Sidewalk. Which one should we play here?
Maybe do You Look Like You've Been Through? Might actually play some sort of a variation of that on Friday there.
Okay. Go the Rain on the Sidewalk. How many CDs do you have?
Four if you count the Stuck EP, which was more of like a download only sort of thing, I guess.
Okay. And you have one that has like 20 songs. Ooh.
Yeah. The Weakness double CD there is like, well, a whole bunch of songs.
So you generally write at your house? Do you have like your own studio there?
Yeah, I'm mostly recording at home in that area. Oh, the first one, Inanimate, started recording at some place called Downtown Sound, which I don't think is there anymore, actually. And so sometimes maybe I'll go to like Faceplant rehearsal space to record the vocals if I need to like belt anything out, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, mostly at home these days, I guess. Yeah.
Are you planning of getting more people involved in the project, or are you just waiting?
I don't know. I'm always sort of touring between, like, maybe just, like, getting, like, a whole bunch of people in the band there. Let's get, like, a whole horn section, more than one drummer or something like that there. At the same time, it's a lot easier as one person. Just trying to, like, coordinate everything, too. So.
Yeah, yeah. No, because you know a lot of musicians, no? You're part of the music scene, I guess.
Yeah, so. Apparently, yeah.
And yeah, I've seen you in a lot of shows supporting other musicians. So it would be interesting to do a CD with collaboration. No?
Oh, for sure, yeah. Okay, cool.
Mm. So Trevor's gonna open the night this Friday. What should we expect?
Hopefully a good time. No, it may even be a Judas Priest cover. You never know.
Okay. Any Joy Division cover?
Maybe not tonight. We'll see, though.
Okay. Well, let's play another song, no? Which one should we...
Maybe Drunken Ramblings?
Drunken...
A little further down. It's in the second stretch. Up a little more. Oh, he almost has it.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Okay.
Last time we played this one, I had some sort of a clap along going along, which was kind of ridiculous, being this kind of a silly math rock thing. But
yeah.
Nice chaos, but.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
So there was a couple of songs from The Rain and the Sidewalk, It's Time to Go, and Army Dreamers, which is a Kate Bush song, no?
Yeah, that's one? Right, yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So yeah, don't miss the party this Friday. It's going to be really, really amazing bands playing. We'll start like around 9 o'clock. No?
Sounds
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Yep, that's perfect.
So the population drops. Combine the Victorious and the Rain and the Sidewalk. So the Boutique Empire Christmas party, you know?
Yay!
And you title it Dancing in Dystopia, no?
Yes. Well, a few years ago when Sex with Strangers and Combine had a show, and we called it Dancing in Dystopia, Love and Robots, because that was when they were on their robot thing.
So I
like that phrase, Dancing in Dystopia, so I thought we'd bring it back for this one.
Okay, yeah. Let's listen to the Soviet disco song, no?
Yeah, Smoke and Choke.
Smoke and choke. Okay. So that's Combine the Victorious. I will be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Cause we smile as you play with your hair. Cause you're doing your best.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca. Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
So we're reaching the end of the show, and we have the open mic tonight at This Place Hatchery. That's on 3293 West 4th Avenue, Kitsilano, corner of Blenheim. We have special guests coming tonight, so it should be really cool. Carl from Los Furios is going to do some ska tonight, and Michela and a guitar player are going to be doing some songs, so it's going to be really cool. Cool night tonight at This Place Hatchery. And Friday, the big party.
Have
a big dancing party. Bring your dancing shoes.
Yes.
So there's going to be a light show too.
Yeah.
So that's Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway. The Rain on the Sidewalk, Combine the Victorious, and the Population Drops. And any shout-outs, people that you want to say hello? People that are listening there, your parents?
Well, it's our good friend Hugh Ellenwood, who hopefully is going to guest appear playing his fiddle at on Friday night. It's his birthday today.
Oh, really? Happy birthday.
So happy birthday, Hugh.
Happy birthday, Hugh, yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. He's going to bring his fiddle.
Yeah, to play on Smoker Joe.
Yeah, and to be Sex with Strangers did actually just release their video for their latest song today.
Mm-hmm.
I think, or around today, anyway. Mm-hmm. So
which song was that?
I think it's Time's Electric.
Okay, we should probably play that, no?
Yeah, before, I think we should.
Before we go.
Sex with Strangers.
Yeah, we're going to say goodbye with that one. Who else? You guys want to say hello to maybe the other half of the band?
Yeah, Mary and Ted. Wish you could have been here, but they'll be there Friday night, and it'll be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Corey Hawthorne, a singer-songwriter. He says to say hi to everybody for him.
Hello back.
Our friend John Prentice. I think he's going to be taking photos and video on Friday, too.
Brilliant.
Yep.
Awesome.
And our friend Arlene in Vernon is also listening there. So shout outs to everybody there. And any other shows happening soon after?
Right now we're really trying to finish writing the second half of our third album, so that's kind of the big job for December and January is to get the recording. Well, to get the writing done, actually, but
okay.
Then the recording.
The recording. So maybe by spring you'll have the new...
For sure, for sure. And we've been talking with people in London to help promote it. And actually, I've got a guy from LA that's keen to help too. So it's neat. It looks as though we're starting to draw some attention, which is very satisfying.
Okay, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, you're getting international.
Yeah. Well, got to do it, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. What about tours in Canada? Have you done some touring?
I think the farthest east we've made it was, in fact, Brandon, Manitoba in 2010. But we have applied to Canada Music Week, so hopefully we'll be out there in March in Ontario. And then, I don't know, it's funny, so many of my friends recently have been telling me these fabulous stories of Montreal, so I reckon we have to get to Montreal.
Yeah, Montreal is really cool, you know? Yeah.
So, I mean, I've been, but I haven't been there with Combined, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's a vibrant scene there, too. Yeah.
Population drops?
We're just going to concentrate on recording in the new year. We've got lots of songs that we want to get done, and then, but of course, we'll keep playing shows if they come up and see what happens.
Awesome. So there's some feedback going on there. On Friday, you're going to do like a whole set, no? I'm excited to check out the other songs because I only heard these four.
Yeah, that's right. That's all we have recorded. So there'll be probably six or seven more songs.
Yeah, awesome. In the same line?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, short and fast and danceable.
Yeah. Good lyrics. You can dance and kind of think at the same time.
Yeah.
If you can do that at the same time.
Well, yeah. That's true, actually. Good point.
Okay, so yeah, people come early, so you can get your $2 beers and then you loosen up and dance. Oh,
yeah.
That's the idea.
It's a good floor.
Trevor will warm everybody up and then the pop drops, so again, then we'll finish off the night.
Awesome.
Big slab of dance music.
Yeah. I can't wait. Okay, so thank you guys for coming to the show.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Oh, thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
It was really cool. And yeah, looking forward for Friday night party.
Yeah.
And so let's finish the show with Sex with Strangers, no?
Yeah.
There are.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah. Yeah, the video of this song is just been released, I believe, today. Well, let's just say today.
Yeah, that's, December 4th.
December 4th. And and also Jet Tangerine is playing this Sunday at this place, Hatchery, also. And that's no cover charge. So, yeah, come and support this girl. She's really cool. So, okay, so this song is called Times Electric. And stick around because the next show is Alex with Mantis Cabinet. We'll be right back.
to you because you feel not real and always do. When it is gone, not long, I know you're wrong. I like you a lot, but it's not what you forgot. My heart is cool and true, what's it to you because you feel not real and always.
All right, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Now it is time for Mantis Cabinet, and that is my show, and I play awesome music. Up first is a band by the name of Motorpsycho. I just like that name, Motorpsycho, all one word. They released an album called The Death-Defying Unicorn. So badass. It's a concept album, a fanciful and fairly far out musical fable. This is that came out, I do believe, in February this past year. So just this year, really good stuff. And yeah, so this is The Hollowlands.